Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us Jim Schrantz. Hi, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing fantastic today.
That is great. Jim's with us again, and you're from New Chapter. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm an account executive. I do trainings throughout the Midwest. My states include Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas as well.
And I guess we could call you a trainer and an educator.
That's you what a lot do of people like to call me.
Yeah, yeah.
You do amongst a lot other things, Mike.
And home for dinner. Call you home for dinner.
That's right.
All right. Hey, speaking of dinner, we have a new product we're going to be talking about today, which is the New Chapter Complete Organic Plant Protein. There's the original, and there's the Fuel and Replenish. And, of course, they're in chocolate and vanilla. But before we go into detail on that, we need to review a little bit about New Chapter. New Chapter is a company that Merry Man has been carrying that product line. You've been a vendor of ours for, I'm thinking, close to 20-some years. As long as you guys, how long have you been in business?
82, I believe, is when they kind of put the big stamp on it.
Yeah, so maybe since 82.
I always have to remember my T-shirts. They say New Chapter since 1982. So.
And Merry Man's been around since 77, and I know you're one of the companies that we picked up really early on. That, and I remember Future Biotics and a few other companies, too. You were one of the companies that did the original fermentation from Dr. Christopher. Paul Schulich was involved with all of that.
So, yeah, it was one of the first companies to do that. So the So the nutrients are broken down, we absorb them, and we get the benefits of the fermentation as well from those multivitamins as well.
And that's, I think, the core or the foundation to all of this is when you ferment something, the enzymes and the proteins change, and it makes it more what we call bioavailable, more digestible, easier for your cells to take it in. And we're seeing, you know, since that, I think, original discovery of that fermentation, because we know how good fermented foods are, but when you ferment, then you don't maybe have the allergies to some of the proteins, and your body is able to use things a lot, you know, the nutrients, metabolize them a lot better. So it's very exciting, and I've seen a lot in product line. We will probably be talking about some of the new single vitamins that you're coming out with, and you do have a few out already, which are absolutely phenomenal, but you have some really good vitamins, too, that you've done the same thing with. So they're not synthetic anymore. They're the natural. They're fermented. You don't have to take as high of a dose because your body knows how to use it. But today, we're talking about protein. And, oh, my gosh, protein drink mixes, proteins. You think bodybuilder. You think weight loss. You think meal replacement. You think energy. There's a lot of things that we know about proteins. And again, I had a question on my other live show that I do. Somebody called in and said, tell me what to look for in a protein and tell me what's a good protein and a bad protein. What are proteins for and all of that? I think we'll be getting into all of that today. You now have a protein that is what we call vegan. We know that we've done a lot with the plant proteins. Whey, of course, is the milk protein. There's a lot out there. There's pea. This is different. This is kind of a mung bean based. Tell me why your company has decided to go, and a couple others have done this too, but why did you decide to go with this particular type? What's wrong with soy? What's wrong with pea protein?
Well,
and dairy.
There's when it comes down to it, I mean, you know, technically I always say that if you're taking it, there's really nothing wrong with a pea protein. There's nothing wrong with the soy protein. But when you're entering the market like we did, there was how many pea proteins do you think are on the market right now, Mike?
I would take a guess. I would say 1,000. I don't know. There's so many. We just are turning.
The market's not that good.
Okay, but maybe a hundred.
It's 129 different.
129. Okay.
129 different pea proteins out there. Ones that are vegan or vegetarian.
Right.
So walking into the market, it's already saturated. We've always kind of been playing around with this one with mung bean, and mung bean was one that not many companies have out there. I couldn't even think of one that has a mung bean one out there. And why we use mung bean is because it breaks down faster than the pea protein, but it also offers you more protein per gram, more calcium, more magnesium, more vitamin C, more iron, and more B6.
So more bang for the buck.
It does.
Yeah.
Plus, there's this thing called the satiety hormone, which makes you feel satisfied. So it also increases that as well. well.
Okay.
That is, you know, one of the reasons that we use mung bean, because you just can't walk into that market and put a fancy label on there and a guy with, or a girl with, you know, that big bicep flexing and say, this is the best one out there. You truly
why?
Have
yeah,
to.
Why? What you know, what's a mung bean? Yeah.
Right.
And I also noticed, too, it's not just mung bean. You also have the organic brown rice, the organic chia.
Correct.
Chia, organic flax.
Yep.
Organic sunflower. And organic pumpkin, and I've seen those. I mean, pumpkin seeds are really, they're also good for your bladder, the curbita, the sunflower. And again, you probably heard me repeating myself here, but I'm saying organic, 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 organic. And that's something you really need to look for. And of course, this is USDA organic, and I think it's GMO product certified, non-GMO too.
Yep, sure is.
So verified. So that's awesome. So we've got a really good formulation. Why did you use some of these others? I know a lot of other companies use different blends too. What's the reason? I know mung bean's the base, but why these others? Do they work together?
You need that full amino acid and branched chain amino acids in there as well. So
Okay. That's
why they put the other ones in there.
Okay, and I've noticed there's the typical amino acid profile. Were they trying to meet what the human body needs? Because these, I mean, the alanine, it's 843 milligrams, and you get down here to like the proline, 886, and then you've got the glutamic acid, 3,475. Are they actually setting the different botanicals here with the different milligrams to try to match the human body? Is that what's going on, or do they just throw these together and this is the number that they came up with?
No, the 20 is about the number of amino acids that make up the thousands of different proteins
right.
in the human body.
Right.
You got about 9. That's the number of essential amino acids.
Yes.
Amino acids that cannot be made by the body and must be obtained through diet.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 is the number of branched chain amino acids that are provided through here, and those help with the muscle plus a lot of other functions as well within the body, if that makes sense.
Right. So they're,
I didn't mean to get too technical on that,
right.
but they are providing a lot of different amino acids for the muscle synthesis and other things within your body.
Okay. So what they're trying to do is match what the human body needs here?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. That's great. And I'm sure that's not easy, but that's maybe why they've got some different plant proteins that have different variables of what they have in them and what they push, and they're trying to get that so it matches the human body, which I think is awesome. Then you also have in this one here, now we're talking about the original one. It has also some other things in here. It's got a superfood blend.
Yeah.
I was just reading this. I mean, these are like super antioxidants. There's all kinds. I mean, there's bilberry that would be for your eyes. There's the turmeric, which is good for, we've talked about turmeric root. It's good for everything, but there's pomegranate, noni, goji, tart cherry, blueberry, the acai, amla, bilberry. All kinds. I mean, it's really, I'm really impressed with the ingredient listing.
Ashwagandha's in there, too.
Ashwagandha. We've talked about that also.
It's not only fun to say, it's good for you.
It's good for you, too. Passion fruit. I'm just reading on and on and on. Cranberry. So this looks like a super antioxidant, super stabilizing, adaptogenic superfood blend that's added to this. Particular formula. This is in the original formula, giving you 20 grams of vegan protein per serving. That's
good. That's looking at a lot of them, that's kind of normal is what I, you know, it's within a really good range of what a lot of people like to get.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. And of course, I guess it's one scoop, 28 grams.
Mm-hmm.
You could you do 2 scoops a day if you're a bigger person? Would you want to do that?
Yeah. You want a small story?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
We like stories.
All right, we like stories. All right, so we have this. I had this one athlete, friend of my son's, plays uh-huh. baseball, getting recruited for college. A lot of the colleges kind of looked at him, and then they backed off, and then some of them, he wasn't getting all the looks he wanted. So
right.
he kind of talked to one of his travel coaches, and his biggest deal, he's like, you got everything. He's like, but on like when they see you on the computer screen, he's like, you're a 6'2", 160-pound pitcher. He's like, if they don't see you in person, they
right.
think you're looking light.
Yeah.
So they asked him to put on about 20 pounds of
muscle.
Wow,
that can be hard to do, too.
Their suggestion was the old school of 260 grams of protein, which really will do some damage to your kidneys. It'll put
yeah.
on the muscle.
Yeah, see, that's what I worry about. Yeah.
So talked to me on a few different things. You know, the kid's dad came back to me and he said, what do you think? I said, well, I think if you do two scoops of this plus whatever you want plus
right.
a regular diet.
Yeah.
I said, you know, that'll come in close to a high range, but not like 130-ish.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
it'll put on the muscle.
Too high for your
it'll get him what he needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Within 3 months, he put on 8 pounds of muscle just by using this. And then
8 pounds? How? In what time period?
That was within about 3 months because they
wow.
let him know October, and then they did his assessment right around the end of November. They did another assessment on him just like about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they wanted to put on the 20 pounds before May started.
Right.
So he was like within 2 pounds of hitting it.
He's at 18 already?
Yeah, he's at 18.
Wow.
And it
John.
Wasn't like they were just putting him on the scale and looking, hey,
yeah.
this is what, you know.
And it's probably muscle, too.
It is
it's
muscle not, because
yeah.
they did
it. That's hard
know,
to do.
That is. But, you know, the kid, you know, stuck to it. He worked
yeah.
out. He did what he was supposed to do. And then he can put that on his profile.
Right.
Hey, I'm a 6'2 pitcher. I weigh 180.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Boy.
Take a look at me.
Yeah,
please.
They'll look
so.
At you. Yeah, and with an older person like me, more mature people, my mature customers, you get the sarcopenia, you
yeah.
get that chronic wasting of your muscles. You just, even though you work out and you're active and you're healthy, your muscles just get smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's not fun. And I think something like this, you have a chocolate and a vanilla, and I will tell you right now that when you brought this in, what was the first thing that I asked you? Does it taste good, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? I was like, Jim, if this is chalky, nasty, bland, black stuff, we're not. I said, I don't care how good it is for you. If it tastes like poop, we can't carry it.
Right.
We just are grass or whatever. Some of these proteins, they are so chalky and have such a weird off flavor that you don't want to get nauseous when you're trying to do a protein
right.
drink. And some of them are really... I'm serious here. Some of these protein drinks are nasty. They don't mix well. That's the last thing we want to do. Of course, we look for the quality. It's got to be good quality. But the other hurdle that these protein drinks have to make for us is they've got to taste good. And I will tell everybody I've tried them. In fact, I'm putting the chocolate because I kind of like to have a Diablo, you know, the chocolate
right
mocha
yep.
in my coffee. And I mix this with a few other things. I've got some... other products that I put in my coffee, but I use this as kind of the base. So when I drink my coffee, I'm getting my protein drink also. So that's my breakfast. Some people do smoothies. I've gotten to be a coffee drinker. I drink a mild coffee and then I add a bunch of stuff to it. So I basically do coffee flavored protein drink mix. And this is one of the things I use in my base, but I've also been putting some of the vanilla in because I like the flavor of your vanilla. It's got a very natural, and again, these are all natural flavors. No artificial sweeteners, flavors or colors, and there's no fillers. I was talking about that this morning, too, when I was discussing this protein. The last thing you want is to get a protein drink, and okay, it's really cheap, but oh, wow, that's a great value. And then you look at it, and you realize you're really not getting the 20 grams of protein or, you know, out of the 28, that it's not really that much protein, that it's got a bunch of filler. And what's the filler? Cellulose fibers. What's that? Wallboard. So, yeah, let's go ahead and put drywall in your protein drink mix and make it taste really bad, but it's cheap. You can't do that with this. And again, I don't think maybe you need to – I don't even put a full scoop in mine. This is a really good value, I think. And you're running some specials on this right now, so we should really take advantage of this product. Basic one, the original, the plant protein – quickly to go over the ingredients in there again. Of course, it has the organic protein blend with all organic, the mung bean, the brown rice, the hemp.
Yep.
I love that. The hemp is so good for you. And, you know, we've all heard about the CBD oil. The chia, that's supposed to be one of the best sources of protein. I think the Aztecs used that for their runners and energy and all of that. Flax. Flax has, you can read the Budwig diet and the cancer prevention and all of that. Flax is so good for you. And the omegas, the sunflower, we go on all day about how wonderful that is. And the pumpkin. And I always think when I see pumpkin, I'm thinking guys and women, bladder issues, strengthening the bladder muscle, helping with like, we can't claim a cure or anything like that, but it does help to prevent and there's a lot of studies on pumpkins for the prostate cancer, bladder health, prostate health. So you're getting a lot of side benefits on this. And then I think the thing that sets you apart is you've done something. You've got a pro-hydrolase digestive enzyme. So you're throwing the protein, the digestive proteins, the Bacillus subtilis, and in the bromelain, you're throwing these bacteria and the protease and the bromelain digestive enzymes right. and bacteria in here to help digest this.
You got it. So the interesting...
That's so yeah, unique.
It is, and the funny thing about it is if, let's say that you put this in your shaker cup, you go to the gym, you work out,
yeah,
you take your shower, you come back out, and you think you're going to drink it, well, it's going to have a bitter taste because actually those two will break it down in the shaker cup.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing, you know, that's the one interest. It breaks it down so fast that if you don't consume it within about an hour.
Well, that's a good heads up on that. Yeah,
yep.
That's a little caveat, but maybe not, because that's just telling you that when you drink this, it's going to...
It breaks it down within 30 minutes.
In your stomach,
like
and
said,
it takes
yep,
your stomach 20 minutes, so it's helping your stomach to digest it. And then in this original one, you, of course, have the organic superfood blend, which is the pomegranate, the noni, the goji, the tart cherry, the blueberry, the passion fruit, the acai, the amla, the bilberry, the cranberry, and the turmeric. And these are all like the fruiting bodies or the roots, the best portions. They're all organic. We could go on all day about tart cherry and gout and turmeric for brain and cancer and digestion and pain. Goji's, you know, and noni, those are super high in protein. They're super high in antioxidants, pomegranate. Pomegranate is so good for you. I mean, this you've really picked out in the acai berry. Acai is equivalent or has an equivalent protein to an egg and an equivalent oil to an olive oil as far as the omegas and the mix on that. So acai is one of the phenomenal. It's almost a food in and of itself. Now, these are not meal replacements. These are basically clean, vegan protein drinks.
Correct. To become a meal replacement, it has to have a certain amount of fat and a certain
right,
amount of fiber in it. You could definitely throw what is ever good for your dosha into these proteins as well. So that is what makes it, you know, not exactly a meal replacement, but a protein powder.
You just said a word, dosha. Will you explain that?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk. I mean,
because if you use a big word, we have to give a definition. Because I hate listening to a show and somebody uses a big word and then you got to look it up. Although, did you know most people when they're watching TV are on their cell phones?
No,
on
I
their phones? Yeah, there's yeah, a high, I think it's 80% of the people, then when they're watching TV, a lot of times they'll look stuff up while they're, look at things while they're watching TV.
So now someone's going to look up dosha while I'm trying to explain it. And it's dosha, so I guess to say this, you know, a dish of, it's called kachari, it's mung beans paired with
mm-hmm,
brown rice,
mm-hmm,
used for detox and balancing out the body. So the protein within the mung bean fits everybody's quote-unquote dosha,
uh-huh,
and everybody has, you know, is a particular dosha, whether it's earth, water, air, ether.
That's an Ayurvedic term, right?
Yes,
that's the way
yeah,
you
thank
are,
you, Mike.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, sometimes I kind of
that's,
get
that's
lost
you,
in the translation.
Yeah, it's Ayurvedic term, that's you.
Yeah.
The dosha is your basically... core body makeup, I think, is the easiest way to say that, not trying to get too scientific here.
But and this fits into all the doshas.
Yeah.
The mung bean does.
Yeah, it fills everybody's particular
right,
mix.
And this was fantastic
right,
because, I mean, I always knew that, you know, I could easily digest and fish was great for me. But
yeah,
when I ate, you know, something like beef, it didn't fit into my dosha, where this fits in. It's a protein that fits into everybody's dosha.
Right. So it's pure. It's clean. Now, you have this original, which we explained. And then you've taken it a different one. There's one that's called Fuel and Replenish.
Yeah.
Now, would that be more for bodybuilding or for, like, if you've run a marathon or recovery or why did you come up with this second one?
The second one was it fits into a lot of people's diets. So
mm-hmm,
whether you're 55 and plus – and you're
that's
looking
me.
Yeah, so and you're looking for a protein mix, and it is, I mean, it's like if you walk into the grocery stores and you watch TV, there'll be a commercial on there for some type of pre-mixed protein drink.
Mm-hmm.
So with this one here, it does not have the hemp, which a lot of athletes like.
Right.
Does not have the superfoods, which we've already listed out,
mm-hmm,
but it contains beet and coconut.
Okay, why?
So
I know beets,
sure,
there's all the beet drinks and they're cleansing and all of that, but and then why coconut? Because of the MCTs?
Well, because of the electrolytes.
Oh,
for
the coconut. Oh, the
yeah,
okay, so it's the okay, so it's more for replenishing all the electrolytes, and the
yeah,
beet we know is really good for your liver and for recovery and all that. So this is more again, I'm thinking maybe for fueling if
and
you're going to be.
So, yeah. So it's almost everybody in there that has either an active lifestyle or even as we get older, it's so tough to get that active lifestyle sometimes.
Okay. I just got this big idea here.
Okay, great.
Maybe you could take a half of one of these and mix it with the half of the other.
Yep.
We talked about that with some of your other products. Yep. Make your own blend.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you're going to be doing marathon or workout or something like that, you might want to do more of the fuel and replenish. They're both chocolate. You could mix them together. Maybe mix a vanilla with a chocolate, which is what I like to do. So you could actually mix these if you want. And
the originals, your morning routine, and then after a workout, the fuel and replenish.
Okay.
As your, you know, afternoon or after run or pre-run or however you do it.
And you don't have to do the full scoop. You could do a half scoop. And again, everything over the counter is designed. Yeah, everything over the counter is designed for somebody that weighs 150 pounds. So if you weigh 200, you could maybe do a scoop and a half, scoop and a quarter.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's, I mean, all of the supplements, even your aspirin, all of the over-the-counter drugs, all, and again, the suggested use on there, the suggested serving is designed for a person that weighs 150 pounds. And I'm seeing that these are enough for 15, but if you would go with a buy two, maybe go with a half scoop, you've got a good month's supply just with one container. And if you bought two, then you would, again, have like maybe a couple months' supply. It depends on how much you use. But each one of these is, it looks like, for 15 days, the container.
Yeah.
And that's good. And they're reasonably priced. And again, you don't have to do the full scoop. If you do a half scoop, then you've got a 30-day supply. Now, I've also noticed that there's 0 grams of sugar. And I think that is awesome. And then this other one, the Fuel and Replenish has 4 grams of the BCAAs, which is the branched-chained amino acid, which I think you were talking about a little bit earlier. Those are very bioavailable.
Yeah, basically your BCCAs, your BCAAs, excuse me, they increase your muscle protein synthesis, and they can't do so maximally without the other essential amino acids, so that's why you need them in there.
Yes, yes. And this is good for men, women. What about like teenagers, elderly children? Where do we go with this?
Yeah, I think that trying to think what the exact statement we like to use on it, it's like usually for 16 up.
Okay.
You know, most of the things we have tested on are 18.
A lot of times will tell people to body weight. If you weigh 150 pounds, you can consider yourself as an adult. But again, consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. So
it was just in my mouth, and you put it out, and you just said it. Right
okay.
There.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Jim. So you have vanilla and chocolate, and I want to go over what makes this organic plant protein different. It's USDA certified organic, non-GMO project verified, certified vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free, naturally sweetened with stevia stevia, tomato. I always say both ways. Dairy-free, soy-free, and pea-free, and we explain that because those aren't quite as easily digested or metabolized.
Right.
Certified kosher, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors, and no synthetic fillers, no wallboard in there, cellulose fibers. And it also has, there's two formulas, one's more for recovery and for fueling. The other one is the original. They all have this prohydrolase digestive enzymes with the bacteria, the protease, and the bromelain, which I think is really phenomenal. You know, bromelain, which is the pineapple, and you can use bromelain as, guess what, a meat tenderizer because it starts digesting it.
Oh, that's right.
That's what meat tenderizer generally is bromelain. That's, hey, everybody, it's a secret. So, yeah, and pineapple, that's why I like to put pineapple in barbecue sauce and stuff because it actually helps to tenderize the meat. It's a little trick because there's pineapples are high in the bromelain.
And then it breaks down the protein, too. So.
Yeah, see, that's why your barbecue is so tender. Yeah, it's in the sauce.
And you're getting all the absorption.
Yeah. And pineapple goes well with that. And it's also good to put on ham. And now I'm getting really hungry, so maybe I better drink some more these proteins. And they taste really good. Now, I just quickly want to go over, again, it's one scoop. There's 15 scoops here, one scoop a day. It's good for just about everybody, and it's very unique. It's a really good source. It's pure. It's clean. It's perfect for any lifestyle. It's easy to digest and absorb. It supports your muscle health, provides building blocks for bone and tissue. I think people don't realize the collagen, the proteins, the amino acid, all of that is very beneficial and essential for your bone building too. So getting this is really wonderful. It's 20 grams of complete protein. Not, you know, again, it's set for your body, for what your body can use. The original formula will gives you fuel for every day. And the fuel and replenish formula is like a win-win. So it's made to fuel and replenish. And I'm still thinking that I like the idea of kind of mixing them together. They taste really, really wonderful. And they're in a nice little container here, too. So you've got a signature blend, organic superfoods, and your digestive enzymes have been clinically studied. So we know that they're really going to work well and do what they're supposed to. So this is kind of a plant protein unlocked. And I think it's very clean. And I'm seeing that it's also fermented, too. So I don't know if we can really make anything, a company can make anything better. This is one of the best formulas that I've ever seen. And, again, it's a clinically studied, this prohydrolase, it's clinically studied enzyme system to show efficiently break down protein, reduce discomfort-causing peptides. Sometimes that causes the gas and the bloating, right?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. So this one here does not cause that at all.
Yeah, I have noticed, though, that it does help kind of take my appetite away.
Yes.
Because it gives you that full feeling, but you don't have that bloat, that gas, like, ooh, I just drank a bunch of protein.
Right, a particular hormone it helps increase as well as with among
the Ghrelin, I think, or ghrelin. Ghrelin.
Hormone.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That's what it helps out with. So.
Yes. And then, of course, you have the increase of the branched-chain amino acids, and then it supposedly here, it helps to increase those by 20%. And this is a big one, the C-reactive protein, the one that's not good for your heart, it's a marker of inflammation, it reduces that. It's also studied to reduce that. So New Chapter delivers 99% protein breakdown in the first 90 minutes for protein your body can actually absorb. This is phenomenal. No soy, no pea, no dairy. Again, super high quality, clean, easy to digest, and you don't get that protein bloat. Clinically studied enzymes, no sugar, non-GMO project verified. And again, there's two formulas, one with the beet and the coconut for the electrolytes and the hydration, and the other one with the super antioxidants and all the other goodness. Jim, can you say anything
more?
Yeah, Mike,
it's the perfect one for your vegans and your vegetarians. It's a game
changer
for
everybody. And maybe it would be good to add into a keto diet too. We didn't discuss that, but that might be something that you could look at too. I think you could add it in.
Easily add it in.
Jim, guess what?
We're done.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll be talking with you soon. You've got these new vitamins coming out and a lot of other new stuff. Love your company. Love your products.
All right. Love your store, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
You bet.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merriman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Life just got a little better. Thanks to Merriman Earth.